We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Game Week. Marks and Reese. It's not a Monday. Now, how many times I think it's a Monday? It's a Tuesday. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What is up, Ike?
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Well, we got a game. About 48 hours, how many hours? Let's see, Karen, 54 hours.
Finally,
it's here. It's game
week. Finally, we got a game.
And so I was off Friday, and I feel like that since I was on the air last, that so many things have happened with the Eagles, from cuts to angry Doug to non-angry Doug to Carson Wentz being the starter to not being the starter. So Nick Foles is now the starter, and wow, man, I wonder what the Delaware Valley is gonna say today leading up to the game. Do they still have the confidence that we heard all preseason long, even when Nick was struggling, even when the offense looked bad? Are we still gonna have the confidence of Nick won the Super Bowl? I don't care what he did in the preseason, we're just gonna be fine. Are people now gonna set in with reality that Nick may be the quarterback for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks, maybe it's just 1 week? We don't know. But Nick Foles is the starter, and I think that's a good thing. Rather than Doug trying to play the whole game of, I don't know who it is, you had said it last week. Say who the starter's going to be so we can move on. You're not fooling anybody.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, there was no way, and he knew this. That's why I think when he said it last week, he had a little bit of a smirk, and it might have been a little tongue-in-cheek when he talked about not announcing it until 90 minutes before the game. That's not realistic in today's time.
You know
what I'm saying?
No,
so, you know, why subject yourself to this question for four extra days as you prepare to play Thursday night? Not only yourself, but subject your players to this question as well, when you would have already named the starter. Or you're not naming the starter, which means somebody's not getting the full amount of reps this week to prepare for Thursday. So
it
just wasn't really possible, in my opinion, to even keep that a secret. Once Saturday hit, pretty much everybody
knew.
Right.
You were right on about it. And it's not like one of these things where it's a sprained ankle and they're going to have him tested out prior to the game and see if he can go.
Right.
Everybody understands what this is. Yeah, the doctors didn't clear him. I don't know when the doctors examined him. I don't know what the doctors think about it. Nobody knows when he's going to be back. You would have to think in the near future, but it might be a game or two or three or
Could be a month.
It could be a month. We don't know.
Could be a month.
But as Nick Foles as the starter, now that it's reality, now that the game is just 2 days away right here on 94 WIP, Nick is the starter. Ike Reese, confident, not confident with Nick?
I'll tell you this. I think overall, I have confidence in Nick. I just do. I think you give him enough time, he's going to show you that he's a viable starter in this league. Right now, based off what I've seen from the summer, I just don't know what I'm going to get Thursday night, and I'm lacking confidence in him Thursday night. I just am. I'm real with you.
I'm
not going to sit here and try to, you know, it's game week. I'm excited about Thursday. It's going to be a great game, but I don't know what quarterback I'm getting. And so I would like to tell you I can easily dip back into my memory banks and go back to February 4th and go back to – what was it, January 24th or something like that, when they played in the NFC Championship game, and just hold on to that. God bless you if you can do that. God bless you. I believe what I see last and most recent, and that's this summer. Now, he may have a month to get himself together.
He could.
So if I go with just a long view here and say Carson's going to miss a month, yeah, the Eagles could probably come out of the month no worse than 500.
Yeah, if he plays four games and they're 2-2, I can deal with that.
Well,
right? I can deal with that.
And here's the other thing.
We can work with that.
He doesn't have a full complementary of weapons.
He didn't.
So, and he won't have it Thursday night. Alshon won't be there.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
But I still feel better that JP's back.
Okay.
That Nelson's back, that Corey Clement, who's going to join us coming up here in a couple minutes, that he'll be in there, that you'll have Darren Sproles at your disposal. That
we haven't even seen Darren Sproles.
We haven't seen anybody, really.
Well, I mean, we haven't seen Darren Sproles since week three of last year.
Yeah, it's been a year. We haven't seen him. So you're right. Does that mean that you can just step right in, and because these guys are now healthy, they can just plug and play? I don't necessarily think that it works that way. But I'll say this. Mm-hmm. Am I confident right now as Nick Foles is the starting quarterback of the Eagles? No, absolutely not. I'm not. Am I confident the Eagles can win in the same way that they won when they needed to figure Nick out last year entering the playoffs? Yes. Do I feel confident that Doug Peterson can do enough and cater a game plan for Nick Foles to do enough to beat the Atlanta Falcons on Thursday night? Absolutely, I do. Absolutely, I do. 888-729-9494, and we'll talk about it. And we want to hear what the people say. That what you've seen out of Nick in the preseason, and now that he is the starter, confident, not confident with Nick, with the Eagles this season, as it pertains to the end goal, Ike, which is the Super Bowl, right? The more time that Carson misses, the less confidence I'm going to have in Nick Foles. Because I do believe that in a short window, he can get it figured out and look good. Mm-hmm. But then the longer that window goes, I feel like that Nick Foles can morph back into the Nick we don't like. Does that make sense? Like, he can have pockets of looking really good, but then he kind of goes back into this old Nick Foles.
Yeah, but you don't know when you're going to get that.
Right. Exactly. But if I can get two pretty good games out of Nick.
Yeah.
And a decent game out of there. He didn't play lights out against the Falcons in the playoffs last year.
Well, that's the good thing about this team. You know, we've spent a lot of time on the quarterback because obviously it's the quarterback, but the team as a whole is a good football team. It's still a good football team. So
it
they
is.
They don't necessarily need Nick Foles to lead them to victories unless they give up 500 yards of offense in the Super Bowl. Then you do need Nick Foles to lead you to victory. But as long as the defense does what they're supposed to do, and Doug and his coaches can put together an offense that Foles can operate in, yeah, the team over the long haul will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you're playing a very good team on Thursday night.
You're playing a very good team Thursday night. Revenge factor.
And I'll sort of have tunnel vision and look at Thursday night versus, because I don't know how many games Nick is going to play. And so until the Eagles tell me Carson Wentz won't be re-examined until such and such date, or he won't be available to play until such and such date. I mean, this is a week-to-week thing, I'm assuming.
It is. Yep. You're right. And we really don't. And the reporters are going to keep asking the questions and trying to figure out when he's going to come back. And Doug probably doesn't have the answers. Doug knows more than he's telling us, because he's not going to tell us and he doesn't have to. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they know what the doctor said. They know if it's sooner rather than later. If you read between the lines, it seems like Doug feels like that it's sooner. Don't you get the idea that Doug almost thinks that Carson's ready to play just based on his thoughts and what he's saying about?
I have no idea. I have no idea what Doug thinks. I mean, I don't, as far as whether or not Carson is ready to play. I don't know if they're just leaving it all up to the medical staff, what he looks like to us on the outside,
mm-hmm,
versus what his knee looks like inside. I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.